Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to bring you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great national weekend of Texas. Yes, deer season. The general whitetail deer season has opened across the Lone Star State. And I can't think of a better weather for an opening weekend.
Yes.
I mean, we're going to talk about some of the...
Cold,
the,
wet, everything perfect.
New moon was on Thursday, right. You know. So, yeah. I mean, dark at night. A lot going on. And to kind of get you in the mood, maybe give you some ideas for this early portion of the hunting season, Harold and I will be joined by Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb. Three of us are going to just kick around stuff
yep.
when it comes to deer hunting.
Yeah.
Everything from staying warm,
uh-huh.
you know, to setups, ways to hunt. Do I take that doe or do I wait for that buck forever? You know,
right.
I mean, we're going to get into some of the questions that confront hunters throughout the season. Plus, we've got some national news,
uh-huh.
some good national news.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to find out about our best bets and outdoor report. And yes, we're going to know if Harold has gone totally electric or if he's running around fuel on or off the road.
I'm helping the economy either way.
There you go. All right, so y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. This is Texas Outdoor News.
Yay!
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting. Hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide. All because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you make us a part of your weekend plans.
Indeed.
And if you're listening to us on one of our affiliates, outstanding. As we mentioned, we usually at the end of the program as we wrap things up, get that Stitcher app. I love the Stitcher app. We've got other platforms as well.
Stitcher Smart Radio.
Yep. Right. But they archive the show for like 12 weeks. So you can go back and listen to it to find out what we did or did not say correctly.
Right.
And, you know, then it also gives you an opportunity to listen to it first or again, you know, when you have time to listen. You
Correct.
Know, as opposed to when a program director tells you. So
yeah, right.
It's good stuff. Hey, no knock on, you know, local. There's a place for everybody.
Sure.
But it's – do tune in. You mentioned it when we walked in today.
What?
About – some election that took place on this week. You want to give us an update?
You think it may have been a wake-up call? No, I should have written all the names down. But the West Virginia governorship, shockingly close in New Jersey. And that's got some people scared.
Yeah.
You know, because it was shockingly close. The Democrat incumbent did it.
I think the margin of victory for the Democrat was less than 1%.
You know,
and this was a state that, from what I remember, Biden carried by like 18 points.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Right. Well, West Virginia was by 10.
Yeah.
And the new governor, Republican, won
in Virginia.
Soundly.
West Not
Virginia.
West Virginia. In Virginia.
Virginia. I mean, I'm sorry. I confused. I knew a girl named Virginia. Okay. anyway, yeah. Got, you know, like, and I can't remember what seat it was now, but a surprise in San Antonio. And I don't remember if it was congressional or if it was what, but a Republican won in San Antonio. Certain little isolated things. Oh, okay, that's a surprise, and that's interesting.
I didn't know that we had any national elections going on in the state. I thought it was mostly all local, county.
Local, but it was. I can't remember the state legislator replacement. Oh, I don't know.
It was for the state legislature.
I don't remember, but no, it wasn't national, no.
Yeah,
but it was still a seat in San Antonio. It was predominantly Democratic.
All the talking heads were saying, well, will the Democrats, you know, change their ways, or will there be a compromise or whatever?
Now they got to give away more money.
No.
They got to give away more of
it
your money,
happen.
Bill.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we got a cold front that came into the Lone Star
Ooh,
State.
Yes.
And kind of crazy weather because we're in a yo-yo pattern, but it seems like that yo-yo pattern is later. Don't know that it's going to last that long because I'm looking at the AccuWeather forecast extending on into January to the end of January.
Right.
And December is going to be really frosty. And January, yeah, it's going to be cold. But there's always that surprise.
Yep.
And we know what the surprise was like that came in February.
Oh, boy. And also, though, but be very, very careful out there because the other night as this stuff came through in the rain and I was taking a trip to join somebody for dinner. And just on my one way to there, went past four wrecks because it's, oh, Martha, it's wet. You know, I mean, some people just can't drive when it's wet or icy.
I see people with flashers on, and growing up in the greater Houston area, I mean, and just across Texas, without the highways, without the safety equipment.
Right.
People would drive, and they would drive at speed, and we understood about hydroplaning.
Correct.
Speed and things of that nature, but these people put their flashers
Tap
on.
The brake, and don't put your flashers on.
Yeah.
Because that's a distraction. It depends on your windshield. If your wipers aren't that good, you've got all that glaring going on. It ruins your vision.
Sends the wrong message unless you really are having an emergency. And if so, use your flasher,
over.
Then get over.
And pulled over, yeah. But when you're driving in a straight line with a flasher and you decide to turn right or left, we don't know.
Yeah.
You know, so no, don't do that.
Speaking of driving, mass exodus from all the major cities in Texas on Thursday afternoon and Friday, you know, as people were heading to the
How many people called in sick?
It's always like, look, Martha, what is that contraption that he's pulling? You know, it's a deer stand.
That's why I never go to the Hill Country on the opening weekend. Because it's like 5 o'clock traffic in Houston. It's amazing.
It is nuts. Fishing,
yeah,
finally got some strong winds to blow things out. We'll talk about that more in the next segment when we get to, or is it this segment? We're talking about the weather. It'll be the next segment, won't it?
Yeah. I have something. Oh, it finally came in.
What?
Truck rodeo results.
Go.
Texas quick. Truck Rodeo, which is in October. This is the Texas Auto Writers Association annual event, and the current group of directors and president, et cetera, have done a fabulous job. We had over 50 vehicles and over 40 journalists.
This is the event that Ford did not participate for some reason.
Correct. You know, and I contacted some of my Ford friends and went, huh? You know, and they were just tied up in some other things. They had a major, huge park in downtown Austin that was a big Ford deal and other things on their plate.
All right.
Anyway, but going up, we'll start off with your favorite category, Green Vehicle of Texas, the Jeep Wrangler 4XE, and then Luxury Pickup Truck of Texas, the 2021 Ram 1500 TRX. Monster. Heavy-duty pickup, 2022 Ram 2500 Power Wagon. Full-size pickup truck of Texas, 22 Ram 1500. Mid-size pickup, 22 Nissan Frontier. Full-size luxury SUV, the new 22 Jeep Grand Wagoneer Series 3. What a monster. Mid-size luxury SUV of Texas, 22 Genesis GV70. Fabulous vehicle. Full-size SUV, 22 Wagoneer, again. Mid-size SUV, Jeep Grand Cherokee L for 21. Compact SUV, 22 Hyundai Santa Cruz. Off-road vehicle of Texas, the 21 Ram 1500. And that's kind of a grouping because it was the TRX, but if you vote for them and they fall into the 1500 range, that's kind of where it goes. It's just to simplify the judging. But the SUV of Texas was the 22 Grand Wagoneer, and the top of the heap that everybody wants to win, surprisingly too, because it just came out, the 22 Toyota Tundra.
Really? I've heard some good things about that Toyota.
Yeah, they've done away with the
V8.
And they've got a hopped-up 6 in it now.
Okay.
And they've done a lot of work on that vehicle.
We're about out of time in this segment, but the Wagoneer, is it as big as the old Wagoneer?
Probably half again bigger. No, it's a monster.
Really?
Yeah, it's that big. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Three rows, it's a whopper.
I'm looking forward to hearing more about that
vehicle. Yeah, it's a whopper.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Best Bets, Outdoor Report, and we're going to hear if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 44 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 44 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and more importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 44 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Tell you what, talked to Clifford Cheadle earlier this week, and he is just scrambling trying to keep the website up and current.
Okay.
Because stuff is selling. It's the season.
Sure.
And also we're about to hit the season of giving. Mm-hmm. So great options. He and I talk more about that Night Ride Scout.
Right.
That is the observation piece that has a magnetic foot you can affix to the top of your vehicle. It then interfaces via Bluetooth to your onboard screen or your smartphone.
Right.
Just way, way cool. The more I learn about it, and there's like four different models and price ranges.
Okay, good.
So you can get into it very, very affordably, or you can go, I want it to be bigger, much like camera lenses, if you
sure.
will,
right.
To, you know, I want a bigger field of view and more whistles and bells. There's just a lot to see at their website, which is thirdcoastthermal.com. You can give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574. And I promise you, they're going to help you with whatever your night vision or thermal imagery needs are.
Wonderful.
Okay?
Yeah. Well, that brings up the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday are rated as good. Monday and Tuesday slip to fair. Wednesday and Thursday are two more good days. Friday and next Saturday are our two best days of the week. Next Sunday's another good one. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from early afternoon until the evening hours until either side of sunset. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day occurs from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. On Thursday, Friday, and next Saturday, major time shifts occur with game beginning to actively feed from well before sunrise continue until mid to late morning. Next Sunday, this most active period occurs from about sunrise until the noon hour. On Thursday, November the 11th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a double-tide schedule of two high and two low tides. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day. Thursday has a single low tide as the only tide for the day. Friday, a single tide schedule. Next Saturday and Sunday, we'll have double tide schedules resuming.
All right, on the coast, I want to remind everybody that you cannot fish for flounder starting November 1st, all the way through December 14th. This is a closure for both recreational and commercial anglers, and it's designed to help declining flounder populations by keeping more fish in the water to spawn during their annual migration to the Gulf. Just a reminder, it used to be we couldn't gig during this period.
Right.
Now we've got a total closure, all right? Mentioned the north winds blowing and you know, waters and tides being dropped out of Calcasieu, Sabine, some of the back lake areas throughout the Galveston Bay and Matagorda Bay complex. Lots of bait. Bird activity is going to be increasing. You're going to see a warm-up in between these fronts. Great time to get out and fish. This is a phenomenal time. And if you really want to learn your bays, when that tide drops out, lowers the water, it creates... It really makes them more prominent, those channels and holes where fish will tend to congregate. Been some good fishing in and around the shorelines of West Matagorda and in behind from, you know, Matagorda Island, St. Joe Island,
mm-hmm.
Mustang Island,
yeah.
Padre Island,
okay.
All the barrier islands. The barrier islands are really cool
yeah.
to fish. Offshore, good catches. Saw Mike Siegel, some posts that he put on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Real Thrill Charters out of Freeport. Some good red snapper.
Ooh.
Still coming from our out to 9 nautical miles in our state waters. And then Captain Brian Barrera down out of Port Isabel,
mm-hmm.
South Padre. Big mangrove snapper, snook, oversized snook. I mean, there's so much to catch right now. Get out. Yeah, we're hunting, but get out and do a little fishing as well.
You can do both.
Yeah. What do you got on our lakes?
B.A. Steinhagen. I don't really have a report. I just like to say that.
B.A.
Steinhagen. Okay. Caddo. Largemouth bass are good working crankbaits, flipping jigs, buzzes baits, wacky rigs, drop shots near creek channels, crossings, points, and trees. Cooper. Hybrid bass are good in 13 to 20 feet of water. A lot of juveniles.
Actually, that's should be Conroe, not Cooper.
No, it's Cooper.
No, it should be Conroe.
Let me mark that one. It says Cooper.
I understand what it says. I'm just...
Conroe. I just read it, baby. Hybrid bass are good in 13... And I was going, where's Cooper? I've never heard of that. A hybrid bass are good in 13 to 20 feet of water.
Harold didn't get out much.
A lot of juveniles, thank you, measuring 17.5 inches. Yeah, I know, I'm so lonely. While trolling, use a hellbender with a pet spoon on humps or use your electronics and jig for them. Fork. Bass fishing is good in the shallows using chatterbaits in the backs of coves and 1 to 3 feet of water. Try shaky heads. Texas rigs are good in submerged timber, 1 to 3 feet of water, with lake fork, tackle, baby, ring, fry. Ba-dam. Livingston. White bass are good on Reaper duck tracker slabs in 9 to 15 feet of water. Big Lake Sam Rayburn crappie are good on minnows. They are migrating into creeks and river systems, with a few in the shallows of the main lake, Toledo Bend. Largemouth bass are being caught in shallow water 4 to 6 feet early on Carolina rigs. Texas rig worms and lizards, as the sun starts shining brighter, move out to 10 to 18 feet. Use crankbaits or Alabama rigs. Tyler, black bass are good on tubes, football jigs, crankbaits, Carolina rig plastic worms, near points, flats, and brush piles. Palestine, the fall bite is in full swing. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows relating to timber and brush in 12 to 30 feet of water. Bass are good with a top water bite early, switching to jigs later in the day. Tawakoni, blue cats are good on fresh cut bait and live bait. Channel cats are good on punch bait and cut bait. Largemouth bass are good on diving crankbaits, Texas rig plastic worms, football jigs, and bladed spinners near rocky areas, docks, and flats. Texoma, striped bass are good with topwater bites coming to the end, transitioning to swim baits. In Alabama rigs, fish are feeding up. Look to the sky, because the birds will point the way to the schooling fish.
Heading to South Texas, out Del Rio way, where bass are good on primary and secondary points, using Ned rigs and shad imitation plastics. Choke Canyon falls here, and the fishing is excellent for crappie in 15 to 20 feet of water around brush piles with white jigs. Falcon Reservoir, crappie are good with very few undersized catches in 15 to 30 feet of water and submerged brush and timber using live bait and white or chartreuse plastic jigs. Brownwood, white bass and hybrids are good on slabs, swim baits, and live bait along the main lake channels, humps, and ridges. Allen Henry is great. On days leading up to a cold front, the fish feed heavily. Black bass are good with great catches coming on topwater, swim jigs, spoons, and cranking large square bills that dive down to 10 feet. OH Ivy, fish are moving to shallow water around structure. Fish for bass around flooded brush on soft plastics and topwaters. And Meredith, low Meredith, 51 foot low, basically. Fish is still really good for walleye, sand bass, and catfish using minnows, crawlers, grubs, and slabs.
Okay, heading to the hill country. Lake Austin, largemouth bass are good on deep rocky banks with crawfish imitation plastics and early on topwaters and shad imitation swim baits. Buckhannon, largemouth bass very good throwing spinnerbaits, chatterbaits, topwaters, and soft plastics on the rocky banks. Canyon, smallmouth bass are good on plastic grubs and small silver spoons along bluffs, rock ledges, and rocky shorelines. Travis, bass fishing is good using crawfish-colored crankbaits, paddle-tail swim baits on windy days, green pumpkin trick worms on bluebird days. Bass are relating to points at the mouths of the large coves. Waco, largemouth bass are good on topwaters and plastic frogs early in the day. Then later fishing Carolina rig plastic worms, shad-like crankbaits, football jigs around timber, creek ledges, and the rocky shorelines.
On the hunting scene, well, hunting seasons continue to open, as well as a few closing. The north and central zone closed last weekend. The north zone dove season first split closes November 12. You've got, of course, quail season that runs through February 27th. You've got duck seasons that are opening in both the High Plains Mallard Management Unit, second split, both north and south zones. Then you've got the white-tailed deer season, as we mentioned, has opened this weekend in both north and south Texas. So is the Rio Grande fall season. Goose season, that's going to run through the end of January. And goodness, what else is there? Light and goose season in the west zone.
Yeah,
opens November 13th and runs through February 13th. All right, on, off, in the creek, in the bar ditch. What?
No, mainly on, but being all-wheel drive, still can tackle some fairly nasty stuff. And this was built for Olson. It is the 2021 Mustang Mach-E fully electric SUV. But I tell you, somebody in town, you can have fun with this thing because you're looking at 305-mile range, okay? Again, in town, all right? We ain't going to the hill country. Well, we could, but we got to find a place to charge when we get there. But still, 305 miles, 480 combined horsepower on the GT model, 0 to 60 in 3.5. I'm saying, the thing is fun to drive.
This is an electric?
Yeah.
That gets 305 miles?
Yeah.
Okay.
On a charge, right? Okay. and charge it at night when the electricity's cheaper. And I'm going to research
this. So you're restricted to charging it at home?
No. Oh, no, no. There's charging
you can
points
go
all
the
over.
All over?
All over. You realize Houston has more charging points than any major city in the United States. I just thought I'd throw that out there. But I'm going to do some more research on these things. We talk about charges and what's it cost. But let's do that. Let's get back to the car. Okay.
Sounds like government promises.
So it's good. Well, of course, they promised anything. Anyway, but it's a hatchback. Some people argue, why did you call it a Mustang? It's sales. But it's neat looking. Active grille shutters. I mean, there are a lot of things to get that mileage going. Front trunk, which is drainable. So you put your stuff in there. Wiper activated headlamps. It's kind of cool. A lot of LED stuff. Panoramic fixed glass roof. Rear spoiler. Sequential tail lights, which is on the Mustang. One touch up and down all the windows. Auto dim rearview mirror. Rotary gear shift dial. That's fun. Soft vinyl wrapped heated steering wheel. It's got some nice amenities. Mobile charging point, blah, blah, blah. Get to some of the high points, though, that they highlighted.
Oh, I thought these were the high points. Go ahead.
Thank you. The extended range battery. So that's part
extended
of
extended range battery. So that means more than 305?
No, that means 305.
Oh, that means 305.
The other one is like 330. Excuse me, I mean 230. Don't hold me to it. I didn't write that down. Anyway. $7,500 tax credit, though. So MSRP 49, this one loaded with the extra battery 55, but you get 75 off your income tax.
I wonder what it really cost us.
We're gonna find out one of these days. Anyway, but check the thing out. It's sporty. Really, really is good looking, and like I say, around town it's just great. Being a midsize, it's nice. The Mustang 2021 Mustang Mach-E from Ford. So there.
From an electric Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
We go to reality.
Oh,
it's hunting season, folks. Tom Claycomb, he's on his way. We're going deer hunting here on Texas Outdoor News.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. Y'all pick up a copy of Texas Outdoor News November issue. It's on sale on newsstands right now. A really great issue. And this portion of Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed,
mm-hmm.
a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is especially formulated white-tailed deer.
but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The whitetail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed whitetail deer and wildlife. Probably the biggest news, and it came out at the Hunter's Extravaganza in Houston, was a 3-to-1 savings over feeding protein.
That was people worry about it because it's a free choice, but it's economical.
But they talk about limited intake. I mean, they eat a little and get so much more benefit, you know.
Right.
You know, really good stuff. Bucks are rutting. It's really going to kick in and be important at the end of the season. And then when those does are carrying, you know, carrying the babies, and then they drop them lactating. So check them out online, fortifiedcottonseed.com, or give them a call at 806-839-2122. The noise you hear in the background, folks, has to be Tom Claycomb III rutting.
Unwrapping hard candy, or his allergies are rutting.
I don't know, but there's this crackling noise, and he's rubbing up against brush. I mean, yes, we know hunting season, Tom, has opened. Parts of the Lone Star State are rutting. What are you doing, my friend?
Oh, my gosh. I'm AWOL right now. I'm somewhere in South Dakota. Get out of here.
Well, if we're cold in Texas, don't even want to know about what's going on in South Dakota. You got to be real frosty, you know? Hey, this is the national holiday weekend in Texas. Deer season, whitetail deer season opened. And while we're talking about being cold, staying warm. Tom, you hunt all over the West and on up into Canada and Alaska. You got any tricks for staying warm? I know Harold and I have got a few we'll kick in, but since you're the guest, we'll let you go first.
You know, there's a lot of stuff. Obviously, you want to have wicking clothes, because if you're sitting in a blind is different. If you're walking, you're going to get sweating, so you don't want to get wet and clammy, so cotton kills. So I like what I use now is XGO clothing. It's a base layer. And I tell you, a huge deal is getting some good hiking socks, because they'll keep your feet warm. Right. It's almost like walking on carpet.
Yeah, I'm a nut for merino wool socks, Tom. I think merino wool socks are fabulous. Yep.
They're great. Now, if you're sitting in a blind, I tell you something. I used to be on pro staff with these guys, Thermacell. You're probably familiar with them for their mosquito repellent, but they have a heated boot sole. And like I say, I haven't dealt with those guys in years, but I thought it's unique. You have a remote control so you can turn it on low, medium, high to heat your feet.
Right. I tell you something, talking about you got to wear a head covering.
Oh, you have to.
You lose so much around your neck and your head.
Right.
But it used to be you had to go to Wyoming or Montana to get it. Mm-hmm. But the big silk bandanas you put around your neck and then tuck in around, you know, your chest, really, it's amazing how much it'll trap the heat.
Well, it's amazing. It's amazing how good silk long johns are.
Right.
And they feel good, too. You know, they feel real good. But, the one thing, Tom, what do you think about it? I've got friends that use these propane heaters in their stand, and I can see some potential danger with that.
Anywhere there's fire, there's danger.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're nice, but like you say, they be a problem.
They burn up the oxygen. I mean,
you got to ventilate the carbon monoxide. Right. Yeah. Hey, these are just a few of the things. We're just getting started talking about deer hunting. Tom, we're up against the mid portion of the program.
Already,
I know. We got to take a break, and we'll continue our conversation with TC3, Tom Claycomb III, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we have a personal approach that sets us apart from traditional lenders.
My name is Hannah Whitaker, and I'm marketing and operations specialist for Capital Farm Credit. I just want to be there for our farmers and help them out, because I grew up with it. I understand how busy they are, and the last thing I want to do is interrupt their busy schedule to sign a few papers. Once you've become a member here at Capital Farm Credit, we go above and beyond to welcome you into our family.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
We continue our conversation with Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III. Harold, Tom, here's something that I pulled. They talk about I say that the internet, a lot of the information is like space junk.
Yes,
it goes up, it circles around, right. You know, and then comes back. And what really brought this is when it shows up, some people don't know if it's true or not. How many white-tailed deer are estimated in Texas? You got an estimate?
Hill Country was over 5 million.
How about you, Tom? You got an idea?
Ooh, I was going to say a million. I better beat Harold. I'll say 7 million.
This is not Let's Make a Deal.
Okay. which door should I pick?
Right.
Okay.
All right, here's a little background. In 1938, the statewide population, 232,000 animals. Okay. For years, we used to say 4 million statewide. Mm-hmm. Population now with the improved habitat, 5.6 million total deer population, of which 5.4 million are whitetails and 200,000 are mule deer, down slightly from 5.7 million in 2020 with 5.5 million whitetails.
And let's leap in and say who brought those back, and that's the hunters.
Without question.
Yes.
And working with the landowners.
Correct.
You know, good stewards of the land. Tom, big question. Every hunter goes through it. Start of the season. You got a management program?
Yeah.
You going to wait forever for that buck, or are you going to put down a doe or axis deer? What's your strategy?
You know, you always want a big buck in your line. If you don't say you do, you know. As it gets later in the season, yeah, you kind of lower your standards a little. But I think everybody holds out for a minute. And of course, it's according. A weekend warrior, he's got one weekend. He doesn't have much, but if you can schedule a week or two or whatever, you can be a little more selective.
Well, plus, Tom, my experience through the years, too, has been, first of all, the deer is like, what is that? They don't know it's a bullet. It's a loud noise. Okay. Their attention span is different. Their sense of time is totally different. I've had it where I've shot a deer, and then not 3 minutes later, another one comes in where that one's still laying there. You know? So you need to kind of play that game, too, don't you?
You bet. You know, I remember my wife, first year she got a deer, we'd been hunting, it was pretty cold, and we're in the blind, and I looked around, there was some doe came out, then they started getting skittish. I said, there's a buck. She goes, where? I said, oh, no, but look how they're acting. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, this big buck just busted out, made eye contact. I shot him right past. It was getting later in the day. I said, let's just sit here. 30 minutes later, a little buck walked out. She shot it. Probably not 20 yards from the other one, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, you're right.
Tom reminds me of some guys I used to play basketball with.
Oh.
Quick on the shot.
Oh, okay, right.
Well, I got a lot of fault, but not
too
fast.
He's not bashful. I'm pulling the trigger.
Yeah,
all right.
Right.
When you're out there, and we're talking about hunting, rattling. Well, first off, let's bring Bob Zeglin's one of his quotes in. I've known for years.
Right.
He said the best time to hunt a stand is the first time you hunt a stand.
Okay.
There's a little new wrinkle. That's a right. That's a different wrinkle.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Everything's quiet. Tom, you talk about we're gonna get our money's worth or lower your standards. Mm-hmm. Take those doe. I'm looking at the increasing numbers of whitetails and the continuing loss of habitat.
Right.
Hey, this can't go on forever. And
Correct.
The Hill Country Herald,
Correct.
You know, is got tons of deer.
Oh, I know. I saw them last weekend.
Yeah.
Along with the damn pigs, too. But anyway, also, one of my advice to people, though, is if you're walking to a stand, you've got some distance to it and so on, you know, be prepared to shoot. Gun on safe, yeah, but be prepared to shoot. Because many a time you'll walk up, and before you get to the stand, there's a deer.
Good point.
You know, and practice shooting off your hind legs like a man.
Yeah. boy, and be safe. You know,
sure,
if you if you chamber around when you get out of your vehicle or dropped off,
right,
and you make that walk.
You put it on safe, though.
Put it on safe.
Right.
But then just be extra safe
well,
if you're
going to
go upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
right.
Unload,
right.
You know,
get
so that
climbing.
You climb
Correct.
With an empty, you know, firearm. Okay, hunting around natural forage, fortified cottonseed, corn, attractants or rattling. You got a preference on what you like to do, Tom? I mean, when you're out hunting?
You know, I'm a big believer of what you're doing isn't working, you change it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care if I'm fishing, hunting, what. You don't just go out the bobber and sit there 8 hours. You go, hold it, this isn't working.
Right.
So same with deer. You know, try to call some, try to rattle, just whatever. But if something isn't working, you got to change it up. And here's why I think everybody messes up. They try rattling, it works. That's all they do from then on. Well, no, that works maybe 10% of the time, then calling 10%, then this and that. All of a sudden, if you can have about 10 tricks would improve your odds 10%, that would mean you got a deer 100% of the time, right?
Sure.
Yeah, and Tom, I want to recommend something from my youth, but this is how I was taught to hunt. Fortunately, I have a place in the hill country. Obviously, it's always still safety, 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 safety. We know that, safety, safety, safety. But when you get a chance and have the opportunity to get out there and walk amongst them and get out there and still hunt, that to me still is the just the best way ever.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah.
You know, I read a book years ago when I was younger, still in my library, and the technique about getting in amongst them.
Yeah.
And it was called the coyote walk.
Mm-hmm.
And a human's natural gait is lunging.
Correct.
Okay?
Right.
But a coyote and this coyote walk is where you balance yourself on one leg and extend your foot that is unweighted.
Right.
Put the toe down.
Toe down.
Right. Then roll down to the heel.
Yeah.
And then shift your weight, you know, to the new foot. And
yeah, that's
and
like the that. Monty Python's Ministry of Funny Walks is where that
but let me tell you what, it works.
I know.
I mean, it is truly.
Yeah, Howard Hill or one of those, I remember in a book, you know, and that was it, the toe down first thing.
Sure. Okay.
And stop. Move a bit, stop.
Yeah.
Move a bit, stop.
Yeah.
I'm trying that right now. That's kind of awkward.
It takes a while. Hey, Tom, have you ever seen a deer with a watch?
I don't think I have.
That's the other thing. I mean, in our world, it's okay. I'll pick you up at 10 o'clock. You know, hurry.
Yeah, uh-uh.
That's not the wild world. How long have you had to wait for a whitetail buck or an elk or something to come in? That seems like it takes forever because they have no time. You know,
that's right.
They don't. In fact, that picture, I think it's the first one. That'll be in the December issue of Eddie with that 18-pointer.
Okay.
He would send these bucks, and, you know, we'd like to say, pick up 10:30. He's okay, come get me today at 1 o'clock. We went back. He had his 18-pointer because of that.
Right. Tom's giving away secrets.
Well, that's okay.
We just finished the December issue. They haven't seen it yet. It's not available yet.
Okay. Okay. Well, that'll make them want to buy it, though.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. glassing. I know that you do seminars at some of the biggest shows in the country on glassing. And you've got a technique where you kind of have a system. Everybody seems to have a system on glassing country. Explain that a little bit, would you, Tom?
You bet. You know, I think we're like a poodle. You let a poodle out of the house, he runs around wet on that bush. He just in a frenzy. And that's how most people glass. To me, let's say you're looking at hillside. Automatically, you look at the openings. And it's nice if the deer's there, but usually they're in the brush or on the edge. So what I'll do, I'll start at the top and move, let's say, start on the left, move over to the right, drop down 50 feet or whatever your field of vision is, go to the left, drop down a little, go back. And you just systematically cover the whole area. Then you go, well, nothing's there. Well, yeah, but how many times do you see a deer and then he feeds in to cover or come down? So you wait a few minutes and then you do it again because they feed in and out of cover, right?
Yeah, and also don't you know, people tend to stare straight through glasses, and you got a nice wide enough field, you know, move your eyeballs around. I mean, they do move. Don't just stare straight through your binoculars at that one spot.
Adjust your focus so that you remove layers.
Yeah, right.
So that you
move your eyeballs
look
around,
deeper.
Yeah.
And the other thing is nature grows pretty much in a vertical,
mm-hmm.
look for something horizontal.
Right.
Or look for that ear. Yep. You're not going to see the whole, you know, you're not going to normally see the whole deer. All right, before we run out of time, Tom is like a master chef.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he grinds stuff.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. The buzzards don't have anything to pick, you know, and how he's done.
Okay.
When you field dress an animal and you cut it up, do you use the neck meat? Do you use take the heart and the liver?
Ribs.
Do you use all that?
Yeah.
You know, I take the neck meat, pretty much all the meat, the flank steak, tri-tip. I know it's complicated, but dang, I'm probably on. I'll just do an article on that, take pictures, show them. As far as heart, meat, and liver, I usually don't because I just don't particularly like them.
Okay.
But I have made sausage. Or what I do on sausage, it's like a salami loaf deal out of heart. And it's okay, but I'm making enough money now where I can eat something else.
All right, most of your meat, I know, don't you have like a camp chef? I know you do have a pelletized smoker, but is that your preferred way of cooking meat, smoking it?
You know, it is. And really, if you do it with do some charcoal and keep throwing on mesquite wood, it smokes better.
Right.
But the pellet grills are just so easy to regulate the heat. It's probably not quite as good as over real smoke. I mean, it's so good. Everybody else will love it. So, because you regulate the heat and it gives it a good smoke flavor.
Well, as I close out the food part of this thing, the last week I had chicken fried axes.
Ah.
I don't think there's anything better than that.
Chicken fried anything is great. All right, Tom, we're out of time, so you can go back to rutting against that bush, you know.
Okay, I'm out of here.
All right, be safe.
Thank you, Tom. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It's time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, DU still raising money?
Yep, DU still raising money. Of course, also, November 7, daylight saving time's in, so everybody get up at 2 a.m. and set your clock. That's, now, come on.
We fall back to God's time.
Yes, though, okay. Okay. The real time. Anyway, but a lot of DU events, so remember ducks.org to catch up on these. November 9, Johnson County chapter in Cleburne. November 11, Aggieland chapter in Bryan. Also the 11th, Victoria chapter in Victoria. November 13, Bowie chapter in Bowie. Again, check ducks.org for time, place, location, etc. And go to those events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Hey, the season to be jolly. Remember, Hybrid Light is now the official, well, they have been, mobile lighting provider for Texas Outdoor News. They've got flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, more fabulous products. They charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. They hold a charge miraculously for 7 years, and these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. And for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer. For 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping, go to hybridlight.com, and at checkout, just add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free, same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
I tell you what, it's always fun visiting with Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III.
You bet.
Folks, be careful out there all through hunting season.
Absolutely.
Whether you're going up a stand, be careful. Make sure the firearm's unloaded. Then if you're hunting out of a ladder-type stand, and you bow hunters know this,
right?
Wear your harness, your safety harness.
Absolutely.
Okay. Tripods, hey, they're fun to hunt out of, but on moist ground, particularly if you carry a little extra weight, it starts to list to one side, you know? Hey, just be careful.
You may need to bail quickly and carefully. I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah. Make sure of what's beyond your
always,
target.
Always.
Okay.
Correct.
And bird hunters, hey, you know, same thing. Make sure you're in that safe zone of fire. Be careful.
Because that swing can get you in trouble.
Oh, it sure can. It
yeah,
sure
be
can.
Be careful out there. Yeah. Do remember, check our website out, please, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of all our wonderful affiliate stations there, plus the shows are archived. Just click on listen to our show. And as Bill mentioned earlier, Stitcher Smart Radio. Facebook is fun. Like us on Facebook. Helps build the audience. Helps spread the word. Okay. Do remember, of course, that we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. But like we're saying all day, really, be safe out there because there's no excuse not to.
Yeah. And if you're on the water, PFD and kill switch, you know?
Absolutely. Because, you know, you still can't cure stupid. So let's just be safe, as Bill said. On the water, in the field. We want you back next week, okay, to join us again for more Texas Outdoor News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.